It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this special Christmas New Year episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
And there's nothing special or new year about this podcast.
Really?
I don't know why.
Because we're repeating old topics, aren't we?
No. As you know, we're off over Christmas and the New Year period, as I hope a lot of you are. And in fact, if you're on the dole, every day is Christmas.
Absolutely.
Literally, you don't have to go back February, March, April. You're grand. Just keep on drinking and eating. Anyway, this is an episode that you may not have heard before, but you're going to enjoy it.
Gavin sent us this message. And Gavin says, knowing you two boys, you'll probably be afraid to cover this, but just to let you know what I'm in the middle of, I am taking legal action against my former employer, blankety blank nursing home. He actually named the nursing home, but I'm not going to read it out. Back when the COVID jab came out, I didn't want it, and they bullied me into getting it, two of them, and more or less forced it into me. I haven't been right since with chest pains. I've been told I have a case, so you should put the word out there for others. And that's from a guy called Gavin. So Gavin was working in a nursing home. And when the COVID jab came out, he was asked by his employers to take it. He didn't want to. He says he was forced to. I doubt they pinned him down to a table to stick a needle into his arm. He says they more or less forced me to. Now I'm taking legal action. I've had chest pains ever since. And that's from Gavin. Jeremy, what do you make of this?
Now, as Adrian said, Gavin named the nursing home. We contacted them to try and discuss it. They wouldn't put someone forward for contact, presumably because there is legal there's legal issues surrounding it. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, first of all, I'm going to say, despite what people think, I've never had it in for unvaccinated people. I've never had it in for people. I've said from day one, even though people don't believe that, they always go, "Oh, you're against the vaccine or you're against anti-vaxxers." I always said it's your choice. Whether or not you wanted to get the vaccine back then when the vaccine came in. Nobody was forced to get it. As Adrian just said, not one. Find me a person that was pinned down
to a table and bang.
Table. Now, maybe you were told, oh, if you don't get vaccinated, you won't get into your local pub. Big swinging Mickey. Like, is that really... You know, if you're one of the people that got vaccinated just so you could go for a pint down your local, you're a sad bastard. Aren't you, though? Aren't you really? Or if you're someone who got vaccinated just because you wanted to go to Spain on your holidays. Again, sad bastard. That wasn't forcing you. That was giving you an option, okay? So nobody was forced or bullied.
There was a fair bit of pressure.
Pressure? What pressure? What pressure?
There was a fair bit of pressure.
I didn't feel pressure. Do you feel pressure?
Well, no, the fact that you couldn't go to a pub, you couldn't get on an airplane, there was a fair bit of pressure.
That's not pressure.
What is it?
That's consequence. That's saying if you don't get that's like saying, Jeremy, there's a lot of pressure on you. That's like you saying, yeah? Jeremy, there's a lot of pressure on me at the moment from the Department of Foreign Affairs. What's wrong, Adrian? Well, they're demanding that I get a passport in order to go on holiday.
No, you're being ridiculous. No, that is being ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. It's not. There are certain criteria that you have to fill out. In the same way, if you were going to Vietnam on your holidays this year, what would you have to get done?
You have to get injections.
You have to get injections to go. Now, if you don't want to get the injections, your option is...
Take a chance.
Don't go to Vietnam.
Or don't go to Vietnam.
So I want to just start by saying nobody was forced to get the vaccine. Okay, and if you say otherwise, you're lying. Okay. Secondly, that person was working in
a nursing home,
which I believe is one of the bigger nursing homes.
It is. It's huge. I know the place.
In Ireland, you were surrounded. You were surrounded by elderly, vulnerable people. We know that most of the deaths at the early stages of COVID were the people in the nursing homes. They didn't stand a chance. Okay, so you were working among those people. Every job has a requirement. Okay. That's like saying, if I was working as a, and the reason I'm bringing up this example is because I have a friend who was asked to do this a couple of months ago. If I was working as a waiter in a restaurant, yeah,
mm-hmm.
And a baby got sick in the restaurant and the boss said, clean that up, Jeremy. And I said, no. It's part of your job. So every job has a requirement, yeah? So,
if you're saying that getting the jab was a requirement of his job, then he was forced.
No, I'd say he needed to grow a pair of balls. No, he had an option. He could have said, stick the jab where the sun don't shine. I am out of here. That's all he had to say. Stick the job. I don't want the job for whatever reason. I respect someone's decision not to get a vaccine if it's based on actual scientific evidence as opposed to, oh, well, I saw a video from Eddie on YouTube there the other day, and Eddie said that since he got the vaccine, he's grown an extra finger. Oh, that's not for me. If it's that's the reason you didn't get it, then you're a tick. But if you have exact scientific evidence why you didn't get it,
what about, I don't want it. Yeah. I just don't want it.
I don't want to clean up the vomit that the child made in the restaurant. Okay, bye. See you later. Someone else to do your job. So let's stop being kids about this.
Okay, so you don't believe that he was forced. You don't believe that
he was put under pressure.
So he was basically told,
pressure.
Get the injection or if you want to keep your job,
that's
basically.
That's like saying to my other job, my boss has put me under pressure to work this Saturday. He's stuck this Saturday. He's put me under pressure. But why didn't you say no to him? Well, I did. So this whole thing about pressure.
No, because he couldn't leave. He obviously, it's his former job now. Yeah. Nobody can afford to, you know, walk out of work. You can't just pack in a job.
Yeah, but if you feel very strongly about something, I just think he should have grown a pair of balls if he really didn't want to take the job. Again, you weren't forced. You're a big boy, absolute big boy. You could have easily just said no and walked out. But I can tell you now, whoever's giving you legal advice, they obviously got their legal training from the back of a cornflake box, because I don't think you have a leg to stand on.
In terms of his case?
No. Why do you?
It'd be interesting to see if he does. He'd need proof that he was told you've no job if you don't get this job.
Well, no, there were jobs where people were told, weren't there?
Particularly jobs. In healthcare.
Yeah, but if you work in healthcare, you either trust science or you don't trust science. If you don't trust science, you shouldn't be working in healthcare.
Keith.
When you're giving somebody an option of putting bread on the table or else going home and leaving the kids starving or leaving yourself starving, that is a kind of forced hand to make people take it. Now, we all know, like, it happened all over the place. They literally forced people to take it. Are still getting it because the little whinge bags that went down and got their own vaccine cried, oh, we have ours, why haven't you got ours? Because, it's not working on us because you're not getting it. Good man, Gavin. Sue them. I hope you're fucking taken to the cleaners.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Keith. Now,
Keith, who has zero understanding of how a vaccine works, clearly. And I can't believe we're still hearing this 4 years later. Oh, once the old person is vaccinated, you don't need to be vaccinated. That's not how the vaccines work, okay? Remember that belief going around that people saying, oh, sure, once the 80-year-old grandfather's vaccinated, sure, you can't give it to him. You can't give it to him. He's grand. Again, follow the science, Keith. Follow the science.
Jen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. Well, Jen, what did you want to say on this?
I'm delighted someone's finally taken a case against having to get the vaccine. It was an absolute joke. And Jeremy, for you to be saying that that's not how vaccines work, that's what we were told to begin with. They kept changing the science. So how can you follow the science when it keeps changing?
Well, how did I know it?
I knew it.
No, some people, in fairness to you, some people did say that once you're vaccinated, you can't get it. But I knew how a vaccine. But I knew how a vaccine works because I'm educated.
The same is with herd immunity. So herd immunity works when 95% of a population have gotten a disease and gotten over it. The same with the vaccine. So why on earth do you think it's okay that people were forced to get it? And they were forced.
I don't know one person who was forced to get it.
Well, according to Gavin, he was.
And I'll tell you something. You weren't homeless during the lockdown. You weren't forced into a hostel because of illegal evictions going on during a pandemic when people couldn't afford to pay their rent. They couldn't work. They were getting €300 a week when their rent was €1,500 a month. When you go into these homeless hostels, they had buses provided for you by the state, and you were forced to get on one or you were going to lose your place in the hostel. I have a recording of it on my phone if you want to hear it.
Well, we don't. I wouldn't mind hearing it, but so you believe that there were people forced to get the vaccine?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a Matt Verity, one of the managers. And I'm not going to name the hostel, but it's a hostel in Kildare, and it's run by Matt Verity. And one of the managers in there turned around and said, "Well, I said, so you have to get this. You have to get it." And she said, "Yeah, you have to get it, or you lose your bed."
Okay, but again, that's not forcing. That's forcing your hand.
When you've nearly died of pneumonia because of the cold, and the last thing you wanted to do was to go into one of those hostels, but you had to, because you were either going to die or you're just going to have to go into them. And they turned around to you and said, well, look, you can go back to the streets. It's January of 2021. You can go back to the streets if you want. You're only after getting over pneumonia. You nearly died because of that. What are you going to do, Jeremy? Are you going to keep saying no?
Okay, well, I think that's disgusting that they did that. That is absolutely disgusting.
They did do that. They had buses that were paid for out of your taxpayers' money to bring all these vulnerable people up to the vaccination clinics. It was like something from Auschwitz. Now, I know that's a bit of a mad comparison to make, but that's exactly what it was like. These buses bringing all these people, and not one of them wanted to get the thing. Not one of them wanted to. But the second people started kicking up a fuss, they were told they were going to lose their bed.
So your point is that people were forced, and you
what about somebody
who was working in a nursing home? Would it not be responsible, or should it not be responsible of him to get the vaccine because of where he was working? And is it not understandable that his employer might put a bit of pressure on him?
No, because you can't start doing that. You can't start. You can put pressure on them. You can't start forcing people. And they were forced, because they would turn around and go, I'm trying to pay for the shopping. They turned around and they went, look, you either get this thing or you lose your job. Now, you have kids at home. You have a wife at home. What are you going to do? You're going to go, no.
Jeremy, this is the point that I was making a while ago. Not many people can afford to say, oh, here, I'm out of here. I'm walking. Not many people can afford to do that.
You can't.
So
you're forced. Your hand is forced.
Okay,
that's what being you said, forced to do.
You did say earlier on nobody was forced. No, you could argue.
What I mean is nobody was pinned down, Adrian, and literally held down, pinned down.
No, obviously not.
So everybody went, whether or not you weren't given an option. Everybody went to that COVID centre of their own volition, did they not?
Yeah,
but that's
not. Not really.
But you don't know the backstory as to why they were in the queue to get their vaccine.
I know, but to compare it to Auschwitz.
I'll tell you something. I was pregnant when that vaccine came out, and my first antenatal visit was on the 11th of March in 2021. Now, I was given a leaflet on that day to say, do not get this vaccine. It won't be approved. It's still in trials until October 2023. I still have that leaflet at home, by the way. And I went back for my next appointment 3 weeks later. And they were saying, no, it's safe now. It's safe now. And if you don't get it, you're going to be killing your baby. You're going to die. You're going to get COVID and die because you're vulnerable. And I'm telling you now, they had me in tears. I was actually, on a Tuesday morning, I was crying my eyes out down the phone going like, they had newspaper articles they were showing me when I went into this antenatal clinic. They were showing me them. They were like, look at this woman that died up the north. Look at her. Look, she's after dying because she got COVID. And you're sitting there and you won't get the vaccine. Now, how the fuck do you think that makes a pregnant woman feel?
But they were. That was.
And
on,
I knew not to.
That, by the way, that was on both. That was on both sides. I remember being told when I put a photograph up on social media that I was going to die of a blood clot within a year. Literally, a woman sent me.
That was crazy. Yeah, that's crazy as well. There's loads of people out there that were like, "Oh, everyone's going to die within 2 years." That's not true. But there is proof. I don't know, Jeremy. Have you ever heard of Dr. John Campbell? Go ahead. You should look him up on YouTube. There are these new clots that are showing up in people, whether they're related to the vaccine or not. I don't know. Okay, I don't know, but what they are, they're saying that, look, these new clots there are not like a normal blood clot. A normal blood clot is these red, quite, you know, gelatinous kind of substances. These new clots are these white, like, they look like worms. They look like worms, and they are pulling them out of people's arteries.
Okay, can I just address something? Sorry for cutting across you, Jen. Just a message there from Jess, Adrian, and she says, I was forced to get the vaccine, or I wasn't allowed to give birth in my chosen maternity hospital. Now, Jess, my wife was also pregnant during the pandemic, twice actually during the pandemic, and she was, so I don't know what hospital you were going to, but she gave birth, no problem. She was asked, she wasn't forced, she wasn't scaremongered into getting the vaccine. She didn't get the vaccine while she was pregnant, by the way, she didn't get it. That was her own choice. But she did not get the vaccine when she was pregnant, and she was allowed to give birth. No, in fact, she ended up getting COVID while she was pregnant, and I couldn't even be at the birth of the baby because of it. But whatever hospital you went to, that's wrong. That's wrong to say to someone you can't give birth in this hospital if you don't get the vaccine.
Jen, finally, do you think that this guy Gavin is right to be taking legal action against his employer?
Absolutely, and I'm delighted that somebody finally is. I'm absolutely delighted.
Okay, do me a favor,
like, you know, there's. But hang on, just one more point. You know, they're saying that it's healthcare, right? So this whole thing, like, you know, apparently abortion is healthcare. It'd be like your employer forcing you to get an abortion. That's exactly what it's like.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
How are you, Vlad?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. You just heard Jen saying she's delighted to hear somebody is taking legal action against his former employers for forcing him to get the vaccine. What's your view on this?
I think it's hilarious. I'd love to see it. It's like those sausages that go in and say, I'm not driving, I'm travelling. It's ridiculous. It's going to be thrown out if it does actually make the courts. But I do want to challenge her on one thing that she said. She talked about, what was it, John Campbell. If you go in to Google and put John Campbell, he came up with a lot of articles about the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But every single one of them, from healthcheck.com, factcheck.org, they all debunked them. He was talking shite. He was misleading people. He was stretching the truth. He is not someone to trust. And that is coming from the medical science.
Do you want to reply to that, Jen?
Yeah, I do. I do. Because he never makes any claims. They're all hypotheses. He never goes, these are 100%, this is all caused by the vaccine. That's never what he says, because he's a doctor. He's a doctor. So they're taking little snippets and they're going, oh, we'll fact check that just to stop people looking into this. I am telling you now, excess deaths have been up since the mRNA vaccines were created in 2014. And ever since then, they've been slowly rising. And when 2021 hit, that's when excess deaths went through the roof. Again, I am not saying vaccines cause them. I'm speculating. And that's exactly what that doctor is doing as well.
No, he's not speculating. He's trying to use research to mislead people. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to stretch the truth to fit his narrative. Danish researchers show high rates of side effects from Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, indicating problem with safety.
There is a high rate of side effects.
Studies indicate that COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer doesn't increase the risk of death, despite misleading videos on Europe, excessive deaths by John Campbell.
How can medical science come back at John Campbell? How can there be enough evidence after 2 years? How can there be enough evidence? You don't know the long-term risks that this thing has.
No.
So how can he say, hang on, he
is trying to base it on evidence that exists. I agree with you, the evidence isn't in. But what he is trying to do is saying, based on the evidence that we have got, this is the conclusion. And what he's doing is he's picking and choosing, instead of actually exposing the entire article and explaining the entire study that has been done, he is picking and choosing.
Four hour long videos. He reads every word of these articles.
Both of you, and I'm familiar with a lot of what Dr. Campbell said during the pandemic, but he was slammed as being basically a COVID-19 crank.
So are a lot of people. Anybody that was against the narrative of COVID-19 was considered a quack and a crank and a granny killer.
Vanessa, let me go back to the point of the conversation, and that is the message that we got from Gavin. And Gavin tells us that he's taking legal action against his former employer, which was a nursing home that I'm familiar with. He is taking legal action because he believes he was forced to get the vaccine in order to keep his job.
I think, to be honest with you, the problem is that it wasn't mandated. It wasn't forced. It was not forced. And that's why we saw so many fucking deaths. And I sat here in my home talking to you throughout the pandemic. And by the way, I was also pregnant during the pandemic, if you remember. I was pregnant. And not once did any clinic tell me how I was going to die if I didn't take the thing. So I am sorry if that was your experience, by the way. But to say that every clinic was telling pregnant women that they were going to die if they didn't take the vaccine is ridiculous. They didn't. They were very supportive. Okay, they spoke through the options with me.
But let's go back.
But
to...
the fact is, it was not mandated. It was not forced down people's throats. And I had a problem with that on your show because I believe that because of the seriousness of this pandemic, I thought it should have been forced.
Okay, and it wasn't. It wasn't made a legal requirement for healthcare workers or anybody to get the vaccine.
Which is why it spread so fast through the nursing homes.
Okay, but Gavin believes that he was forced. He was made get two jabs in order to keep his job, basically.
I can understand if he felt that there was coercion. I can understand that the pressure of keeping his job. But at the time, there was no right way of doing this pandemic. There was no right way. And I cannot see, unless they actually made him sign something to say, if you don't take the jab, you're out of a job. Unless he has that in writing, he's not going to get anywhere. No, and I'm going to be very honest. Yeah, I know what the courts are like.
Yeah, no, I doubt he has it in writing.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah. But I would imagine in the line of work that he was working that there was a fair amount of pressure.
And as well, I want to put that point to Jen. Jen, if you had a parent who was vulnerable and was in one of these nursing homes, and this nursing home is a private nursing home, by the way. I don't know how much a nursing home costs. It's
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. If you were paying huge money for a nursing home to look after your elderly, vulnerable parent, you'd want to know that the staff that were looking after them were doing all that could be done to protect them, would you not?
But my nana was in a nursing home during COVID. She was in a nursing home during COVID, and whether people were vaccinated or not is not my business. You know, people don't go into a nursing home to come back out of them, in all fairness. And by looking after them, sorry, that does not include getting a vaccine. What you do with your private life is fine. Once you treated my grandmother with goddamn respect and cared for her.
Had you known that the person looking after your grandmother wasn't even wearing a face mask and coughing over your grandmother, you'd be singing a different tune, would you not?
No, because those face masks are a joke. They were a joke. And nobody would do that. Like, who goes around the nursing home coughing over old people? Like, that's just basic respect. You're acting like we all went on like animals before this happened. You don't just go around coughing in people's faces. You teach our two-year-old, for God's sake, not to cough in people's faces.
What I'm saying is, if God forbid your grandparent had died in a nursing home, you would be demanding...
But she did. She did. Okay. Well, she did die in a nursing home.
Was it from COVID?
No, it was not from COVID.
No, but had she passed away, had she contracted COVID within the nursing home, you would be, and rightfully so, and so would I, you would be screaming, trying to get answers as to whether or not that could have been...
She contracted pneumonia. She contracted viral pneumonia. And as someone who had a... I can't even remember the word for it. It's congestive heart failure is what she had. Anything would have killed her at this point. Anything. And you have to remember that COVID is SARS-CoV-2, which is all in the same line as the common cold, the flu. It's all in the same line. So why are you focusing in on this one thing when people are that vulnerable and that ill? Anything is going to get them. The common cold is going to get them. And SARS-CoV-2 is just another, it's a manipulated form of the common cold.
But no, it's all about
care. Am I supposed to kick up a fuss because somebody, like, obviously pneumonia was brought into the nursing home.
No,
if
you're paying for your grandparent or parent to be in the nursing home, you want to make sure that they're getting the best care possible. And you would want...
And she did.
Well, that's good. I'm delighted. But if someone believes that their parent or grandparent died from COVID because the staff were not taking the appropriate risks, you would be pissed off. You would.
But what about when people die from the common cold, which happens with elderly people? Do you go around and start demanding answers in, or who brought the common cold into the nursing home?
Some people, well, I know.
Because that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Jen, it is a form of the common cold.
Okay, but Jen, as a mother as well, you know when your kids are in school and one of them picks up chicken pox and one of them picks up the vomiting bug or something like that, the first thing parents always do is go, why did some parent let their kid in who was sick?
But some kids can be carrying that and not show any symptoms.
Well, yes,
symptoms.
There is that.
Okay, you know, Jen, my son picked up croup before Christmas and nobody else in his class did.
Okay, stay with me for a second. I want to bring in more contributors on this. Jess.
Hi, Zad. It relates to the topic today, but I'd just like to add, I was forced with the COVID vaccine. I was told I would not be allowed to have my baby in the National Maternity Hospital in Hollow Street until I was fully vaccinated. I got my first vaccine. I was extremely nervous, obviously, being pregnant. I got my first vaccine, and then when I was due my second one, thankfully, we were out of lockdown by then, and it wasn't necessary. So, I think there was a lot of pressure on people in different sectors to get the vaccine.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
Hey, guys.
Well, Robbie, what did you want to say on this?
I can't believe this is... Why is there even a topic on this after all this time? I hope your man goes to court because I hope it, and I look forward to seeing it on YouTube. As one of your previous callers there compared it to sausage, and I had never considered that before, but yeah, it's just as ludicrous.
In what way?
He wasn't forced. You know, he might have been told that if you don't get this vaccine, you're out of a job. But as you pointed out, if you haven't got it in writing, well, that's their word against his.
No, I agree with you. I'd be very, very surprised. In fact, he probably would have told us if he had it in writing from his former employer, get the vaccine or you're gone. But he could well have been told it to his face.
Well, I mean, if he was. Then he has to make a choice based on his own, you know, how strong are his own beliefs and what are his beliefs based on. If he's actually not getting the jab, should we double the hole?
Again, as we said, not many people can afford to just walk out of a job like that. It's his former employer, so I don't know when he actually left the job, but he believes that he was put under major pressure to get vaccinated.
Well, then what if there was somebody, if there was somebody in the office, let's just work out the assumption it was an office, we don't know, it doesn't matter. And there was somebody in there who had an autoimmune disease, and they couldn't get the vaccine, or there was people in there who were vulnerable for whatever reason. So the company made a choice that everybody who can get the vaccine should get it to protect all the staff.
Okay, so you think it was not unreasonable of a nursing home in particular, and that's where he was working, to put pressure on staff to be vaccinated because
as I said earlier on Facebook, if I had a family member in a nursing home and I found out that any of the staff was not vaccinated because they chose not to get vaccinated, then I would tell them I would complain.
Now
and if it meant moving my family member out of that home, which is obviously a loss of revenue to them, mm-hmm. Then that would be the choice I would go down.
Okay, Jen, he's basically saying it wasn't unreasonable of, in particular, a nursing home to put pressure on staff to be vaccinated because of the people that they care for.
But it is completely unreasonable to be telling people, especially lads, because this was this was a new type of vaccine. This wasn't just the usual, you know, we've isolated the virus.
I'm sorry, can I interrupt you there? Sorry, apologise. He didn't just move this vaccine overnight. Okay, go on, finish then. Go on, finish, okay.
This wasn't just some new or some old vaccine, like, you know, where they've isolated the little virus and they put it into a little fucking tube. This is mRNA technology. The main ones were the Pfizer and the AstraZeneca, which has now been taken off the market, by the way. Though two of them were both mRNA. So don't say, there weren't all, the vast majority of them were. And that is new stuff you're talking about. People weren't even informed as to exactly how it worked. Is there any potential side effects? What are the long-term side effects? We don't know because the trials only ended in October. They only ended 3 or 4 months ago. So we don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. And for you to say that it's not unreasonable for someone to have to take that.
Robbie, we were talking about the fact that he probably hasn't got it in writing. This guy Gavin has just messaged us to say, you know that I can't come on because I'm in work, but I told your researcher that I have WhatsApps from them. I assume that means he has WhatsApps from management in the nursing home putting pressure on him to get vaccinated.
Well, I misread the article earlier on. Based on the job he was in, it should have been a legal requirement.
You can't do it.
I firmly believe that. No, I don't care if you can't do it. I firmly believe that.
Yeah, well, thank God we don't have people like you around the fucking country. I mean, they're bad enough as it is, but you can't be telling people what they have to do in order to work somewhere, especially when it comes to shit like that. You can tell people what to wear, you can tell them what way, or if they can't use bad language or whatever else, and what way they have to treat the customers. You cannot be telling them what health care they can and can't receive. That's what you can't be doing.
Okay, but would you agree that you don't think the vaccine was a good thing then? No, I presume.
No, I don't, because you look at countries like Sweden.
We're not talking about Sweden. We're talking about Ireland.
I haven't finished here. You're talking over me. I said, if you look at Sweden, for an example, you asked me, did I think the vaccines were a good idea? And I said, no. If you look at the likes of Sweden, they reached herd immunity much quicker than we did, and they did absolutely fine. And you just cut straight over me and you start going on to something else. This isn't Sweden, this is Ireland. Yeah, but I'm telling you, based off Sweden, a much bigger population than ours, managed to reach herd immunity without a vaccine.
Sweden do a lot of things better than Ireland. Look at hospital numbers, okay? The hospital numbers speak for themselves. The amount of people who have been in hospital badly sick with COVID compared to, are higher among the unvaccinated than the arrogance of vaccinated. Would you agree with her?
I haven't looked at them recently, but I mean, how many vaccines are there now? There's like, what, seven? There's the first one, then there's like five or six boosters. So like, if you haven't got these seven things, you're unvaccinated. Do you get me?
No, I think after the third or fourth one, you're fairly covered.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works. It's right. You have to be up to date with your immunization schedule with the COVID shit, or your class is unvaccinated.
Fair enough.
And would you believe it's one of the first questions when you are going into a maternity hospital, or any hospital for that matter, they ask you your name, your date of birth, your address, and then they ask you, are you vaccinated against COVID? It's a pretty fucked up question to be asking people. It's pretty weird.
That's a pretty standard question.
In fact, it's a pretty standard question, is it?
Yeah. You're going to a building that has kids. Young babies who probably have no immune system to speak of, then on the condition of their birth.
And they're kept in NICU. Those babies are kept. The babies that are extremely vulnerable and the ones that definitely wouldn't be able to fight off any infection, they're kept in the NICU unit. You're not just walking into a hospital.
Well, should a hospital not try and reduce every possibility they have of stopping viruses entering?
Where's all this evidence that it harms babies? So, like, we're talking about a maternity hospital here. Where's all this evidence that COVID is lethal to newborns?
Well, I imagine if it's lethal to an adult, it's going to be lethal to a newborn. Would you not agree?
My son got COVID when he was about 3 months old. He was absolutely fine.
I know people who've gotten COVID five times and they're still walking around. I know. I'd be lucky if I've heard plenty of stories of people who got COVID. People who were COVID deniers got it, and there's the videos up of them, on their deathbed, knowing that there's literally no hope for them. They're going to die.
Yeah, you're not talking to someone here who's denying that COVID doesn't exist. Like, I'm not one of them. It definitely exists.
No, these are people who said who were against the vaccine. and are now saying that they regret not getting the vaccine, that they were misled.
Well, they were on their deathbeds.
John Campbell, or
they're on their deathbeds. They're obviously not here to say whether they wish they could or couldn't have gotten the vaccine.
No, there was YouTube videos.
People still
of them on their deathbeds.
Oh, you could. YouTube's 100% right all the time. Yeah. Okay, we've gone off into La La Land here, right? We're supposed to be talking about a court case and a fella who has WhatsApp messages as proof that he was forced into taking a vaccine.
If the messages say you have to get it or you're gone, actually, it doesn't matter.
He's
in this case.
Because
it's a nursing home, I think the company was right.
But you don't make the laws in this country, and the laws in this country say that you're not forced to get anything.
I'm still a registered voter, so my opinion does count.
What vote? There is no vote coming up to say whether.
But the laws are made by the people. The laws are determined by the people. And then they're enacted.
What referendum is coming up to change the whole thing on whether
there's no referendum, there should have been a referendum years ago. If you were depending on what job you're in,
to get stuff like this, people to get stuff like this, not that fucking crazy, man.
Let me ask you, Robbie, just finally, you believe that it wasn't unreasonable of a nursing home to put pressure on staff to get vaccinated?
No. I think it's perfectly reasonable.
Perfectly reasonable. All right, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this. This is Jess.
There's a thing called free will, whether you want to or you don't want to. That is your decision, your choice. But back 2-3 years ago, that seems to just go out the window, especially for the healthcare workers. It was, you get this job, you're going to say nothing about it, and you'll get to keep your job. Tell me how that is not blackmailing someone with their livelihood. It's fucking disgusting. And I hope Gavin gets a very big apology, and I hope he gets everything that he deserves. And fair fucks to him. And as for Vanessa's crap, like, you can't force anything on anyone. It's free will, for fuck's sake. It's your choice.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, I know you want to respond to the message that we played from Jessica a moment ago.
First of all, before the break, I want to commend Robbie and Jen on the debate that the both of them just had there, because they both have polar opposite views and things, but they were able to have a respectable debate without insulting each other, which is great to hear, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very rare on this show. But Jess's message before the break, Jess, where you're going on about and you're effing and blind and free will and choice and all that. Jess, if memory serves, you work in the food industry and work in a restaurant. Now, I'm sure during the early days of COVID, you were asked by your employer to wear a face mask, because any time I was in the restaurant you work in, Jess, all the staff were masked up. Now, if you're as ballsy as you said in the message, why didn't you tell them to fuck off? Fuck off, manager. I ain't wearing no nappy over my face. Free willing. But you didn't. So I assume, because you're still working that job, so I assume you did comply with the requests of your employer. Now, I agree, there's a big difference between wearing a mask and getting the job. If you don't want to get the job and your employer was demanding that you did, as was the case with our listener here, then just leave the job. Why would you want to work for someone that is demanding stuff like that?
Ash, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ash?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Ash. Well, what did you want to say on this?
So when I was pregnant with my first baby, every appointment that I went to, they were trying to pressure me into the COVID vaccine. One of the appointments I went to, I actually had COVID the week before, and the woman was writing down, oh, COVID vaccine / pregnancy, trying to get me to research it. I told her, or she told me, if I got COVID while I was pregnant, that I could have a miscarriage. Same this time I'm pregnant with my second baby, and it's the same. They're every appointment I go to, they're telling me, well, trying to pressure me into getting the vaccine. And
what, still
they still do it? Yeah. Even tomorrow morning I have one of my appointments, and I can nearly guarantee that they're going to say it to me.
In what way do they say it to you?
They ask me if I've been vaccinated. I say no. I'm not against it completely. I just personally wouldn't take it. But I just say, no, I haven't got it. And then they go through the whole rigmarole telling me what could happen if I don't have it and that I should get it and I should consider it. And I always just tell them, no, I know it's my choice anyway. But yeah, they say it to me every time.
Okay, so there is still, in 2024, pressure for pregnant women to be vaccinated.
Yeah, 100%.
Even though you're not in the age group that is recommended for vaccines anymore or boosters or anything like that, you still get pressured.
Yeah, they say it's highly recommended and they write it down on pieces of paper and they try to get me to research it. But I just kind of ignore them.
What are your thoughts on this guy, Gavin, who says he's suing his employer for being forced to get the vaccine?
I think it's a bit far, going a bit too far with it, to be honest. Unless, like, he's really in a bad way, like, then maybe, but I think it's going a bit too far with it, going to court and stuff like that.
Now, he says, now, obviously only his word to take for this, he says that he hasn't been right since he got the vaccine with chest pains. Now, I don't know what he's even talking about there, but if he feels that it was him, that he was forced to get it or he was going to lose his job, do you not think he has a right to take legal action?
Yeah, maybe he does. One of my friends works in a big pharma company and he was, I don't know if he was pressured into getting it, but he kind of felt like his job would be like, well, why would you work for us if you're not going to, like, and not take the vaccine? So, and he's got multiple ECGs on him, has really bad chest pains all the time. But I don't think he's ever going to take, like, legal action against it.
And does he believe that that these chest pains he's experiencing are because of the vaccine?
Yeah, 100%. He never had it before the vaccine.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Ash. Jeremy, there you are. Still pressure on pregnant women to get vaccinated in 2024.
My wife has been pregnant twice since COVID arrived and she was never pressurised at all. So I don't know what hospitals these ladies are going to. In fact, the first time when she was pregnant with a baby number two, the midwife said, suggested getting the COVID vaccine, but her exact words, because I remember my wife coming home telling me that day, were, but do seek other medical advice. Don't just ask us, go to your GP or whatever. So I've never heard of, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I've never heard on maternity hospitals. I would have thought
you expect Ash to be asked the same question again tomorrow?
Yeah, they say it to me every appointment.
Say it's none of your business. I've taken.
Oh, I do. I do 100%. The last time when they wrote it down on a bit of paper, I crumpled up the piece of paper and I threw it in the bin beside her because I told them I'm not going to be pressured. I don't even. They recommend getting the flu vaccine. They recommend getting whooping cough vaccines. I don't put anything into my body while I'm pregnant. I wouldn't risk anything happening to my baby. And to be told that if I get COVID, I could have a miscarriage, I think
That's
bit
disgusting. That is disgusting to say that.
It's horrible because you're constantly worried about that.
No, I know no two cases are the same, but I want to, and again, this is not medical advice, don't sue me or anything like that, but I'm just telling you from my point of view, my wife was due to give birth the first week of January. And in the last week of December, of that Christmas when everybody had COVID, she ended up getting COVID. She got it from me, actually, and she was really heavily pregnant, terrified, about to give birth, was COVID positive. She had to give birth in a COVID ward in the Coombe Hospital. I wasn't allowed to be at the birth. That's just one of the... Actually, it was a blessing. No need for me to be there. But she gave birth to a very healthy baby, but it was a scary time.
Yeah, of course.
But like with any medical advice... in the same way when your car is making funny noises, I would never just go to one mechanic. I always get a second opinion on everything. So that would be my advice. Always get us, and don't let hospitals bully you.
Yeah, of course. But I had COVID while I was pregnant and now I was very worried, but I was fine. Like, it was just like having a really bad flu.
It affects different people in different ways. I had it twice. The first time I had it, I was floored. Absolutely floored. And I'm a very healthy, like I'm 10 times more healthy than Adrian. And I am. This is the same
thing. You reckon?
Well, I don't reckon, I know. But Adrian got it and there wasn't a bother on him. Adrian has lungs that are as black as coal. I got it.
And you know that as well, do you?
Well, I do. But what I'm saying is there's no set rules.
There isn't. I've had it twice and it didn't take a breath out of me. I didn't even know I had it, only before I tested for it. So, thankfully. Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Jamie Lee. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Are you?
Good, not a bother, thank you. What do you want to say on this?
I don't personally believe anyone should have been forced to have got it. When people started their job, mm-hmm. that wasn't part of their contract.
No, it wasn't in anyone's contract, no.
No, so I don't believe they should have been forced to have got it to remain in their job.
Like we said, this guy, I doubt he has proof that he wasn't forced in that he wasn't pinned down to a table, but he was put under pressure, let's say, because of where he worked. He worked in a nursing home, and obviously this management felt that staff should be vaccinated in order to protect the vulnerable patients or residents that they care for. Is that not unreasonable? Or is that not reasonable, should I say?
I say it's reasonable, but I also say we lost a lot of very, very good carers because of that. So the industry lost so many people that absolutely adored their job.
But hang on, if you're a good carer, as you're saying in inverted commas, if you're a good carer, you would want to do everything to protect the people who are in your care. And if the medical advice was to get vaccinated, then if you're a good carer, surely you would have done that. Or am I being stupid about this?
Being vaccinated doesn't make you a good carer.
No, but I'm saying with an example given of an old folks home where we knew that they were vulnerable, the elderly people were vulnerable, if the medical advice was, well, getting vaccinated will keep them safer in the same way wearing PPE gear will keep them safer, you would have done that, would you not?
Yeah, I would have done the PPE. It's not permanent, is it? You take it off at the end of the day.
And what was your fear of the vaccine? Or where did the fear come from?
At the time, I was actually pregnant, so I declined it. So there wasn't enough evidence to say whether it was safe or not. Because at one point, they were saying it's unsafe to actually have it. They'd advised against it. And then weeks later, they advised to have it.
I mean, we already heard that earlier on from another caller. So this guy who tells us that he is suing his former employer because he feels that he was forced to get vaccinated in order to basically keep his job. Do you think he's right to take a legal case?
No, I don't think. I don't agree with that. I don't think he's right to take a legal case. No.
But do you think it was wrong
because
that
we all had a choice? We had a choice whether to keep our jobs or not. I do understand there were people in financial positions that felt there was no choice.
And that's exactly how this guy Gavin feels. But you think it's a stretch to be talking about legal action?
Yeah, I think it's a stretch.
All right, stay there for a second. Let me go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. Hey, Jess.
Hi, Yus. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. What did you want to say on this?
I was forced to get the vaccine, like I said in my voice note there. I remember going to my first antenatal appointment, and I was to give birth in the National Maternity Hospital in Holistry, and they told me that if I wasn't fully vaccinated by the time I'd given birth, I had to change my maternity hospital due to the policies and the safety of other healthcare workers in the hospital and mothers and babies, obviously, as well. But I was told if I didn't have the two vaccines while being pregnant there, I was not allowed to give birth.
And what happened?
In the hospital. What happened was I had got the first vaccine, obviously, because during COVID, a lot of the hospitals weren't taking in new patients. So there was no way of me changing hospitals a couple of weeks before my labour. So I had said, look, bite the bullet, I'll just get the vaccine. And I'll never forget how nervous I was the couple of days after having the vaccine. I was so scared being pregnant, didn't know what to expect because obviously there wasn't enough evidence at the time. This was in 2020 when COVID first hit. Anyway, I got the first vaccine. And by the time I had the second vaccine, by the time I was going to get the second vaccine, it was no longer mandatory to have both vaccines to actually give birth in the hospital. So I never received the second one.
Okay, but you're saying you were forced, but you weren't really. You could have gone to another hospital.
But Jeremy, or Adrian, sorry, why should I have to move all of my files in the middle of a pandemic and move to another maternity hospital because of their policies?
Okay, well then we were talking about Gavin, and Gavin is the guy who is taking legal action against his former employer for forcing him to get the vaccine. Why don't you do the same thing?
Oh, because I couldn't be bothered with all of that. Now, to be honest with you, I think Gavin's going a bit far with legal reasons, and I think he's just looking for the money out of it. If he didn't like what had happened, move on. Why would you want to work for someone like that? Forget about them and move on. But I do think he's right in a way by exploiting them and telling everybody what had happened. But I think going legal action is a bit much.
Sorry for cutting across you, Jessica. Just put Jess on hold there for a sec there. I'm after... those of you who are watching this podcast will see the colour of my face has just gone. Blood drained from it. I just want to say, we do this kind of show all the time. We get abuse for some of the opinions we have.
You do?
A text message that just came in and directed at me, not you, by the way, at me, is one of the vilest messages I've ever received. It's absolutely disgusting. It's very, very personal. And I wouldn't read, it's just, I can't even concentrate because, and I never let these messages, but look at that message. Isn't that absolutely?
Oh, yeah, that's not nice.
Not nice is
an understatement.
Is an understatement. Is that one of the vilest messages?
Yeah, that's
messages?
Horrible, yeah.
All because I had an opinion on the vaccine. I'm literally, disgusted isn't even the word. And sometimes you don't let these people get to you because the... Can't even speak.
Yeah, that is horrible. That is horrible.
No, I'm trying to find a word.
I thought people were out of that headspace now, but obviously
the word,
not.
The word is depraved.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Isn't it? That person is sick in the head. To say something like that to me, to wish something like that, just show the show's done for today. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jess. I know you were mid.
You're fine.
No, it's just fucking.
Hope you're all right. Jesus Christ, that's awful. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Oh, it's
yeah, it is horrible. Okay,
just Jess. Block them.
Damages.
Thanks, Jess.
Damages.
No problem. See you later. Bye.
All right. Thanks very much indeed. And thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. Jeremy's distraught.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah, no, it's disgusting.
It's depraved. It's vile. Bizarrely, the majority of you are actually asking me to read out the message. Why? What would it achieve reading out that other than giving this person... I just... Done. Sometimes this job isn't worth the money. But sorry, what I meant to say is, we don't get no one gets paid enough for that.
No, absolutely.
No, I'm done.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. Thanks very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. That has been Opinions Matter. And by the way, if you want to contact us, our email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.